Have not the unbelievers ever considered that the skies and the earth were once a mass, then we split them asunder? And we have created every living thing from water. Will they still not believe? And we have planted mountains on earth, lest it should tilt to one side with them, and we left between them open passages, so that they may find their way. And we have made the sky a safe canopy, yet they are heedless to these signs. He is the one who has created the night and the day, and the sun and the moon. All celestial bodies move swiftly in orbits of their own. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have not granted immortality to any human before you. So if you are to die, will these unbelievers live forever? Every soul is bound to have a taste of death. We are putting all of you to a test by passing you through bad and good conditions, and finally, you shall return to us. When the unbelievers see you, they do not take you but for one to be scoffed at, saying, "Is this the one who talks against your gods?" And they themselves deny the mention of the compassionate. Man is a creature of haste. Soon I will show you my signs. Therefore you need not be impatient. They ask, "When will this promise be fulfilled if you are telling the truth?" They would not have asked this question if only the unbelievers knew the day when they will be able to protect neither their faces from the fire of hell, nor their backs, nor will they be helped. Nay, it will come to them all of a sudden and overpower them so abruptly that they shall neither be able to avert it, nor shall they get any respite. As for their scoffing, the Rasuls before you were also scoffed at, but their scoffers were hemmed in by the very thing at which they used to scoff.